The Gamla Havit, Muhus Madrege Sabin, said, besides the various questions from the Gemaras that he brought down, there's a question on the definition. How could there be such a thing as a Bein? The way we learn the Pashtos, Tzadikim, Rishayim, Beinim is measured by a person's actions. So a Tzadik does mitzvahs and a Rasha does a Beinim. So then what's a Beinim? Shebevadai einei mechtsa schuyis u mechtsa Beinim. The way you learn simply is a Beinim is half an hour, it's half mitzvahs and half a Beinim. We're going to bring later such a Beinim. So that can't be. How did Rabba make a mistake and think that he's a Beinoni? Rabba said, Kigaina no Beinoni. Abaye said, it's a Kenish night. But how could Rabba even think like that? The Gemara says about Rabba that the Malach HaMavis wanted to bring him so that he should answer the question that they had in Mesifta Shamaiwa, and he couldn't get near him because Rabba was busy learning at Shafilu Malach HaMavis Lehayu Yachal Lishlipay, that the Malach HaMavis couldn't gain control over him. So you see, first of all, the time that Rabba spent every second learning, and the level of his learning, the intensity of his learning was to such a degree that it created an aura of Kedusha around him that the Malachamavis couldn't get near him. So there was no possibility of him having time to do Mechza Venus. How could he say again? So the Kutzke Rebbe said, he's not looking for Chassidim that should be so holy they don't do Venus. He wants to have Chassidim, but some Venus can say to him. No time to do Avedis. Rabba was busy and there wasn't time in his schedule to turn Avedis. So whenever you hear tapes of Shirim, I used to hear, you'd hear different Shirim, maybe I would give a Shirim Lake or a Borough Park, so different Shirim. So the inevitable question, people who learned this Perek and Tanya, this Raya of the Alter Rebbe, they would ask, what's the Raya? Maybe Rabba said it with Saranifos. He was an onav, and therefore he said, Kigaina na Beinoni. How does the Alter Rebbe prove from here what the definition of a Beinoni is, that a Beinoni can be Mechza Schuyas and Mechza Beinoni? So that question comes from an erroneous understanding of what anivus is, a misconception of what anivus is. In the world, some people think that anivus means that I know I'm a great guy, but since I'm an onav, so I'll tell people that I'm really bad, I'll tell people I'm really a Beinoni. That's not anivus, that's falsehood, that's narishkeit. That's what the Friedrich Rebbe brings in the Zichrinus, a story that there was a Psashul, that on Simchas Torah, they announced that the biggest onav gets the next hakafa. Everyone stood in line, because everyone said, I'm the biggest onav. Machzik narish. Onav is that you're not machzik teva la'atzmei, and that's why it says, Meisha Rabbeinu was an onav mikol adam ashal pnei adam. Meisha knew his Maila, and he knew that he's the one who was Kibbul Taylor Messina and no one else. And nevertheless, he didn't give himself credit for it, because he said if someone else would have those keches, that person would go even further. He knew that it's thanks to the keches that the Ibishta gave him. But he didn't fool himself about where he was holding. To fool a person's self, to fool yourself, whether Lemal Yusa or Legreyusa, either way, is the biggest stumbling block in Avedis Hashem. And therefore, Rabba couldn't fool himself. Ifrata inyin of ma'isa v'peil. So therefore, if Rabba said kegeina na beinoni, there had to be a possibility of thinking that he's a beinoni. If there was no room for him, no time for him to do any averes, so what's the beinoni? What's the mechzavin? That's one question. Then there's a technical question on the possible existence of a beinoni. The way we're thinking now, doing mitzvahs is a tzaddik, and averes is a rasha. What's there's no in between. How could you be in between? What's a Beinoni? A person, you have a gashmistic illness, just like a Veda, you have a gashmistic disease. If someone has it, and he's not well. If he doesn't have it, then he's healthy. Yeah, you go for a COVID test, they give you a swab. test positive, you have the virus. You test negative, you don't have the virus. Could you be in between? Can't be in between. Either you have it or you don't. There's something you you go to someone on the phone, you ask him, did you put on film? Either he put on film or he didn't put on film. I'm like average. What's average? Yes or no?
Actually, not really. Tom.
Well, yeah. So that's the Alter Rebbe is going to try to look for some compromise over here, because the passion is a question. When you make, that's the same thing with every cheshbon hanefesh. When it comes to ma'aseh v'peyo, does getan or does nish getan? What's in between? There's no in between. May the frak the Alter Rebbe. What's main pachal abin? Ve'chari b'shah sha'isa v'ineis. When a person does averes, at that time, until he removes the blemish of the averes from himself, nikra rasha gomer. He's called a rasha gomer. If he did tshuva and he removed avera, nikra tzaddik omer, then he's a tzaddik omer. There's no in between, like it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, mekadesh es ha'isha al menas shani tzaddik, afilu rasha gomer mekudesh es shema hir tshuva belibe. So you see, the instant that someone thinks tshuva, even a low level of tshuva, he's a tzaddik, and there it says he's a tzaddik omer. So without tshuva, as long as the aveira, the effect of the aveira is still there, he's a rasha gomer. If he did tshuva, he's a tzaddik gomer. Where is there a place for an in-between? Vafilu ha'aver al iser kal shel divri sefer mikri rasha. Even someone is aver on aveira derabbanan, he's called a rasha. Kedisa beperek beis di yivamis, or beperek kama dinida. That there calls someone a Rasha for being Aver and Adarabana, so we wouldn't be able to answer. Maybe a Benini, a in between, of someone who didn't do any Averis Day Raisa, but he was Aver and Adarabana. No, that's a Rasha. If he didn't do Adarabana, he's a Tzaddik. What's the in between? Afilu Mishi Yesh Biyadei Limchais Vele Micha Nikra Rasha, Reperek Vav de Shmuz. Even someone who didn't take a chance to be meicha and someone else doing an aveira is also called a rasha. So you can't have that option of finding an in-between either. V'kol shekein v'kavuchemer b'mevatel eizi mitzvah sasei she'ef shalei l'kaima, which is a deiraisa, is for sure called a rasha. So again, we're struggling. How could you have someone who's a benini? There's no in-between. Either you did what you have to or you didn't do what you have to. Now here there's an obvious question, just so we see. If someone is yesh b'yadei limchis v'loim micha, you have a mitzvah sase deraisa to stop someone from doing an avera, right? Techeich techeich es amisacha, it's a mitzvah sase deraisa. So why is it va'afilu, why is that like less than someone who's ever in a isu derabbana? Someone who's yesh b'yadei limchis v'loim micha is ever in a deraisa. And how does he say after that, V'kol shekin v'kavachemer b'mevatel eizem mitzvah asei, she'ef shalei l'kaima, as if mevatel mitzvah asei is worse than yesh b'yadei limchas. Yesh b'yadei limchas is mevatel mitzvah asei. He's mevatel the mitzvah asei v'chech 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 v'chech. So the question is asked and discussed. There's one answer that suggested that sometimes there's no mitzvah v'chech v'chech. Certain cases where the person doesn't know he's Eivra and Aveira, so you don't have a chiyach, a mitzvah sase deraisa, a chiyach techiyach, you're just yesh b'yadei limchas, you have to stop, you have to call Yisrael Arevin Zavazah. But another answer could be that we see in Perek Vav de Shavuos, b'she yesh b'yadei limchas v'loim micha, if I see someone else doing an aveira, I'm called a Russian mitzvah his aveira. Who nitfas ba'esei avim? So I get a part of his aveira besides that my mitzvah of teichach. What's the nafke mina? Hecheich techiach, I could do tshuva for hecheich techiach. Bring a carbon oil, I was mevat on his successor. But I didn't do tshuva on the yesh b'yadei limchis v'loim micha. I'll give you a practical example so you see. I see someone hurting someone else's feelings. He's being aver on leseinu isha samisim, right? I have a mitzvah of hecheich techiach es amisecha. And I have the inyan of mishi yesh b'yadei limchis v'loim micha u'nitfas b'yaseyach. I didn't say anything, so I was aver on these two things. I did tshuva on hecheich techiach, on a mitzvah sasei. How do I do tshuva? All the inyanim of tshuva, maybe I brought a carbon oil. If you say hecheich techiach es bein adam l'chaberi, the person who did the aina, I asked him mechila for not doing techiach. But mitzad the yesh b'yadei limchis v'loy michahu nitvas ba'is ha'yavin, if I'm a part of his avera, that means I have to do tshuva to the person who got mis'anat, to the person who was harassed, because I'm part of that avera. So if I did tshuva for rechecha, I have no problem for a mitzvah sesei deraisa of techecha, and I'm still a rasha because of the yesh b'yadei limchis for that avera, which is less than a mitzvah sesei deraisa. It's the part that I have in someone else's avera. That's the vafilu, and that's the kosher kevah kavachemer. If I'm mevat la mitzvah sesei deraisa, that I have my own avera. You got it or not? Okay. Anyways, we see that anyone who has whatever level of avera is called a rasha. The kosher kevah kosher efshel leilasik b'teira ve'ein leisik. If someone's able to learn teira and he doesn't learn teira. Sha'olav doshu razal ki dvar havaya baza v'gaymer hikaris v'gaymer. So he's called a Rasha. And the reason why it says in this vafilu, it says he's chayev karis, it's one of the worst mitzvahs. But the Gemara says that that's something that every person is sometimes falls in. Bitul teira, from the things that, yeah, in the time between when you wake up in the morning and you're running to yeshiva, it could be a second that you get distracted, a car is driving by, you can stop learning for a second. So a person could be challenged in bittul Torah. So it's something that every person finds a time. And nevertheless, you're called a rasha, even something like that, that's so hard to avoid. And a beinoni can't be that, because that's a rasha. Can't even be someone who has bittul Torah. Shifta de mikri rasha, someone who's over on the mitzvahs esei deraisa bittul Torah tvei me'ever disi derabana. He's worse than a derabana because it's a deraisa, even though it's a deraisa that's very difficult to be safe from, to avoid. Vim kein al karcha chabeinani ein bayafilu avim bittul Torah. So we don't know how there could exist a beinani. The question was, how is there a possibility? What does it mean in between? You're a tzaddik or you're a rasha. Yeah, you came to chassidus or you didn't come to chassidus. You put on tefillin or you didn't put on tefillin. You positive and what does it mean in between? That's the question. That question we didn't answer. But what we established, Alter Rebbe said, is we see al kapanim that if there's an in between, he has to be someone who doesn't even have any of these categories. That's a rasha. Whatever's a rasha is not in between. V'cheir, if you don't have any of those things, you should be a tzaddik. That's what Tanya is going to explain to us, that a tzaddik goes beyond missing any of these things. But the beinoni, for sure, doesn't have any of these factors that could make someone a Russian. He doesn't even have oven bittul Torah, and afilu, again, is not because bittul Torah is a light thing. Bittul Torah is a very severe thing, that is karis tikaris. But bittul Torah is a very common avera. And the beinoni, even though it's so hard to be careful from it, but the beinoni is not even going to fall on bittul Torah. He has that strength that he avoids even that. This will answer the question, how could Rabba think even mitzad anivus that he's a beinoni? So the details, the Sefer is going to explain what's a beinoni. But if we know that Rabba didn't waste a second from his learning, like Pasik Pumbe Migirsak Shafilu Malachamavis Lihaya Yachal Lishleipay, that's not a reason for him not to be able to think that he's a Beinani, because a Beinani also doesn't have even a moment of an Aveira, doesn't even have a moment of Bittul Torah. And the specifics we'll have to see later. Hagah. So Al Rebbe asked this in Mashakasa Bezeya. Chela Gimel Dafresh Lamaral of Kol Shemimu Watu Navinei Savachulum. Rav Amnuna went to Eliyahu HaNavi, met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said, maybe, why do you find sometimes a tzaddik v'raloi, a tzaddik that suffers? Maybe because he has some aveiros, he has very few aveiros, so therefore, mulmaila, they give him suffering so that he should be able to not be held back, like we brought before from the Gemara, tzaddik v'raloi, tzaddik she'ene gomor. So you see, in Zehar even, that Rav Amnuna seemed to say that there could be a tzaddik who has aveiros, but he has memuatan avineisa. And not like we're saying that it's even a beinoni, he doesn't even have any aveiros. Says the Alter Rebbe, he shelas Rav Amnuna l'Eliyahu. Rav Amnuna asked Eliyahu if that's the case. It's not the maskana of the Zayin. Elio answered Rav Amnuna and he said, no, why is that Sadik Viralay? Not because he has Mimuat Navinesa. Because he's Nitfas Ba'ovin Hadir. He's suffering because his generation is bad. So he doesn't have any of it. How is this connected with the pshat of the Raya Mehemna Galeo? The Raya Mehemna said, Tzadik v'ra lo'i miz shara shabay kofim l'tayim. L'chayra, because that Relio Anavi said to him, that there's a tzadik who's nitvas ba'oven ha'deir, how gufa, why is the tzadik affected by the deir? He's higher, he's a tzadik. What's up there to come with it? Because he has some shaykhs to them. He has a ra loy, that he has a ra that's kof of l'tayim, that gives him a connection to the deir at least, that he's nitfas ba'ovin ha'deir. Like when there's a tzaddik, vaser hatin gansin ishkein shaykhs, he has no connection at all. So then they don't affect him in such a way that he should have suffering from the ovin ha'deir. His suffering is because he's a tzaddik virali, and therefore the answer of Elio is akapanim. It has nothing to do with averus, but it is like the Raya Mehemna that he's a tzaddik virali. How could Rav Amnuna have had a havamina that it means memuot navinesav et lachera dal? The Rebbe brought all these clear rayas that a tzaddik can't even have a single avera. B'shivim panim latera, his havamina of Rav Amnuna was because he thought, you know, there's shivim panim latera, there's different ways of interpreting what a tzaddik, and maybe there's another pshat in which a tzaddik could be even someone that's memuot navinesav.
18.
18, okay. V'adamina
v'afuk.